Picture yourself basking in a warm summer sunset, cruising beneath the Statue of Liberty with a view of the New York City skyline. Built in 1924, she's a 17-ton, 54-foot English yawl keyboat, which were used to sail out to approaching clipper ships to receive their cargo manifest. Let's go on board and meet Rip Hayman, the current captain of the Claim 2, to hear a brief history about the various incarnations of this soulful sailing ship.
Hey there, welcome aboard the Claim 2. When we found this boat, we went up to inspect it, and in a cold February night, it had sunk to the bottom of the Connecticut River because of the frozen bilge line. So Klang was first seen by some of us with only the top mast out of the water. And that's when we said, this is the boat for us. Built in 1924 in Falmouth, England, which is down near in Cornwall on the western end of the English Channel.
Unfortunately, most boat captains retained their personal ship logs, so the Klang did not come with much of a documented history. But Rip has managed to put together a fairly cohesive story of the boat's passage.
The name Klang comes from the Malay word for river, and it is actually the name of the River Klang, which is in the port of Kuala Lumpur. Its most dangerous time, though, was not, say, the waves and the weather, but during World War II, when it was commandeered as a part of the little ships for the evacuation of the British Army from France at Saint-Malo in 1940.
Here now is A.J. Cookie Newman. At 100, he's the Klang's oldest surviving crew member.
I'm here to recall my experiences with the Klang. During the 1930s, I continued sailing the Klang, and the war started in 1939. In 1940, France capitulated, and all British personnel were driven back to the coast of France. Thousands were saved from the beaches of Dunkirk as it is well known operation. But in duty we remember the 20 boats, including the Klang, which went to the evacuators in Malo during the same week in June.
And then it was put into service as a submarine watcher, and they had filled the cabin with fuel tanks so that they could continue out cruising and patrolling the channel for weeks on end, obviously. And they didn't seem to have damaged the original woodwork much, but then they found an area of the deck that had bullet holes where the boat had been strafed by German aircraft. So the boat is a wounded veteran of World War II.
In the 60s, this vessel sailed off on an arduous journey to America. Many years later, after much neglect, Rip and his association refloated the Klang out of the Connecticut River and began the process of restoration, which continues to this day.
This is an antique, and though it's a tough sea boat, we treat her gently at this point, and don't plan to go out across back to England, at least not this week. We founded our community association so that there would be enough people always around to take care of it and also enjoy it and have it as a community resource.
The Klang Association, registered with New York State, is a group that anyone can become a member of.
This old boat has been saved from its demise by the efforts of the members of the Klang Association. We would like to have more members so we can afford the dock charges here and also continue the renovation of the boat to get new steerage, get new lines, and a lot of expenses.
Some of the community functions the Klang has performed locally include acting as the official escort at the Great Hudson River Paddle, a 10-day kayak trip from Albany to Tribeca. Also working in conjunction with the Hudson River Project to help research and sustain the river's ecology, as well as participating at OPSAIL 2000. The Klang and the Association would love to continue to offer these kinds of services to the community, but unfortunately, this has become impossible since 9/11, when we permanently lost our mooring in downtown Manhattan. And since then, local dock rates have risen dramatically. One might think that becoming a member of the Klang Association would be a wonderful thing, because it would be helpful in preserving history and greatly contributes to the charm of the harbor. But in fact, your membership entitles you to far more. Imagine a warm summer breeze, the New York City skyline, the windows of the office buildings turning pink, orange, violet. Maybe you brought a guest. Or maybe you just wanted to hang with the diverse mix of interesting people aboard. Or maybe you've booked the Clang for your own private party and invited a dozen of your closest mates to partake in the relaxing, refreshing, invigorating experience of sailing upon our city's great harbor. Please join, call, or visit.